A large part of establishing the WTO in 1995 was to create a participative, consensus-based international organization, not unlike the United Nations. It was created to establish rules of the road for international trade and to have a way to enforce those rules when countries go rogue.
Pascal Lamy, EU Trade Commissioner. The WTO, like many other international organizations, has always been about the acceptance of reduced sovereignty in the name of the common good. Something like, given the problems we all have, I accept that we constrain my country's sovereignty in the name of global benefit.
Victor Minotti, Program Coordinator for the International Forum on Globalization. The WTO was there to move power from the local and national level into a set of global rules written by the world's largest corporations at the exclusion of civil society. That raises concerns for a lot of people.
John Nichols, reporter for The Nation. It was establishing the ability to supersede and effectively overrule what the nation state might do. So even if you won the legislative battle at home, you could be overridden at the global level.
Lori Wallach. The rules being written were things like, you can only have this much food safety, anything higher is a trade barrier, or this labeling system you have, it's an illegal trade barrier, or you can't have this kind of investment rule, you can't regulate services. All of it is viewed by the WTO as illegal trade barriers.
Deborah James, organizer for Global Exchange. People didn't realize that under the rules of the WTO, it's illegal to ban products based on production methods. One of the only things you're allowed to ban is prison labor. But if you say, we don't want these products in our country because they're made under exploitative conditions, or because they're made in ways that damage the environment, it's actually illegal to say we don't want those products circulating in our country. We were telling people this in 1999, and they'd say, well, we should be able to decide those things. And we were saying, yeah, that's why we don't like the WTO.
Celia Alario, Media Liaison at the Independent Media Center. People were seeing the ways in which everybody was affected, no matter what issues were important to you. The environment, human rights, social justice, sweatshop issues. This unchecked globalization and trade was going to affect all of us.
Lori Wallach. It was a battle of ideology. One was a vision of a single constitution for global corporate governance, which is what the first director of the WTO had said was needed. The alternative was making trade rules for countries according to what was interesting to their people and their governments, rules about what they would do when they decided to trade, not one-size-fits-all, top-down corporate dictates.
Ralph Nader, founder of Public Citizen. There is no such thing as a free market. Can you have a free market when you have monopolistic practices? Can you have a free market when you have big business subordinating small business in all kinds of ways? One-sided franchise agreements? Can you have a free market when you have corporations who often love intricate regulations, not very onerous, mind you, but intricate, and they have the accountants and lawyers to do the work of compliance? Small businesses can't afford that, so they go out of business. Large corporations have propagandized the innocent and the ignorant in our society into accepting the idea of free markets. That's the way they legitimize what they do.
Colin Hines, founding member of the International Forum on Globalization. Margaret Thatcher's most corrosive four-letter word, TINA, there is no alternative, was totally absorbed by not just the status quo people who did well out of it, but also by the intellectually lazy who just said, well, you know, globalization's like gravity.
Celia Alario. We were being told the train had left the station. There is no turning back. This is the way the world is going to be. Vandana Shiva, founding member of the International Forum on Globalization. We realized if we don't tell our plural stories,